Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together, the road trip style. When you know better, you get better. And that's what we do here every single day. Today, I'm coming to you from my home here in Connecticut, not in the satellite studio, because I don't know how to operate that without Kelsey. But I am in Kevin's office studio. And I'm glad to be back with you guys today. June 2nd, our quote of the day: the comfortable road will never lead you to the person you are destined to be in your life. Never. That's from Ed Milet, my friend who, if you recall Heel Squad, helped my family out when my mom needed to get back to the East Coast after we knew that things were declining, and he flew her out on his plane and got her here safely. So I am very excited to chat with you guys today about an event I did for him just not long ago. And we're going to talk about the courage and step, talking about courage and stepping into your power. And I'm going to share with you guys my time at his Max Out Live event in honor of his new book, The Power of One More, that I spoke at, and the breakthroughs that I had there that I think you'll all enjoy, especially since we've been on this Dr. Joe journey together. And I'm hearing from so many of you that are on the journey with us. And I'm so excited for you all and the breakthroughs that you're all having. And we're really, really excited about it. And Dr. Joe's meditations came in clutch for me at this event. So I'm excited to share that with you. Before we get into that, summer's here and it kind of crept up, I feel like, but I have some amazing fashion picks, Father's Day gifts, all kinds of things at my Macy's.com/better together page. As you know, Macy's is a big supporter of the show, and we're having a lot of fun with these picks. And I'm going to tell you, I made some purchases recently. Kelsey knows, Pooja knows. I got this amazing nacho platter. I realize I don't ever have a place for them, and I love my nachos and my chips and salsa. It's so cute. And that's up there. I have it down here in the kitchen ready to go. I also got these green, I think, were they lioness shorts, Kelsey?
I don't think they're lioness, but they're like a very similar brand. Let me look right now. I don't think
what's
they're lioness.
The brand? Anyhow, while you pull that up, I also got this black sarong. So I realized a lot of my cover-ups are very colorful and there's all kinds of stuff going on. And sometimes I don't match my swimsuits. And I get a little frustrated. So I bought this little black sarong that you just tie. And I don't know why it took me so long to find one and to get one, but this is like the cutest thing ever. So inexpensive. Tell me what the prices on these things we put up there, Kelsey, are.
They are, I'm not seeing the shorts yet, but I know they're on here. Oh, it's the brand. Bar 3 is the brand. Oh,
Bar 3. Okay. How much are those shorts? Like 30 bucks?
40. Cheap. Okay. Cheapo.
And then so the great. The sarong?
Sarong, I'm still scrolling for. We got a lot of good stuff on here.
As she's scrolling, like I said, we have Father's Day gifts down there. We have
Sarong's $24
home decor as well. What'd you say, Kelsey?
$24.
$24. So head on over, check it out. I'm curating things that I love, and it's kind of like my new storage spot for when I need these things. So I see them, I love them. I pick out outfits in advance. So if an event pops up, I know I can go there and grab something and I'm going to look cute. But those shorts with a pair of Doc Martens, like kind of they're styled on there with a little black cutout shirt or even just a black tank, is so cute. They're really cool fabric, very comfortable, perfect length. I don't like shorts that are too short because I don't like my butt sitting on whatever I'm sitting and touching. Yes. And I don't like when they ride super high up. I have a problem with it. It does not feel good.
I feel the same way.
Yeah. So these are a really good length. I know I texted Kelsey the second I tried them on here because I mailed them here to Connecticut. And in anticipation of all my summer little events, I'm like, you've got to get these. They're so cute.
And you got the green, right? Because they come in black, they come in green, like a cute tan.
Yeah. So many options. I mean, I want them in black now too, because they're just such a good staple and they'll never go out of style ever. But the green's a really cool color.
Love it.
So I think you'll enjoy. So head on over, friends, Macy's.com/bettertogether. I'm constantly updating it with cute things. And I really think that chips and salsa platter is a really nice gift for someone home, you know, home warming gift. If you're going somewhere instead of bringing a bottle of wine, it's one of those things that people will be like, oh my God, I never had one of these. Because I have a lot of stuff in my kitchen. I got a lot of cheese boards and such. I don't have one of those. So I think people will love it. It's a great gift idea. Pay no attention to the FedEx man who's here backing up. Thank you for probably my next Macy's package, sir.
Thank you.
Anyhow. All right. So we're going to get into this event. So Ed Milet asks me to come speak at his event. It's a 1-day event in Raleigh, North Carolina. And it's with like the top speakers in the world. So I had a little bit of insecurity, not going to lie. I was like, I'm going to be the weakest link there. These people, this is what they do for a living. They go out, they motivate, they inspire, they speak. And so Kevin and I are furiously working on my speech, and it went from 45 minutes. All of a sudden they're like, oh, we all have 20 minute slots. And I'm like, ah. So then we edited it down. And then I felt like the soul was taken out of it. In the meantime, my flight's canceled. I'm redirected to Boston. I'm watching the Celtics game on one hand, editing the thing on the other. And I also realized, God, I got to add some visuals. Like visuals are really powerful. So I'm adding the visuals in. Somehow it comes together. And I was like, ooh, I'm really proud of this. Okay, this is good. I feel good about this. So, and it's funny because we talked a lot about public speaking with Lisa Bilio recently. And she was like, you get nervous? And I'm like, of course I get nervous. Every time I have to speak in public, my heart's pounding out of my chest. And then my hands are shaking. And it's like, even Dr. Oz, when we went to do his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, my hands were shaking and it's distracting.
Which so is so surprising to me.
I have a solution. So anyhow, I stayed calm. You know, it was hard to keep up with my pineal gland meditations because of the flight cancellations and the early flights. And so this week, it's been a week without it, which has been a little, you know, not so awesome. I don't like missing it, but I've done other ones instead. So we get to the event and Steven, who, if you have been a Hill Squad member for a long time and he was on the show and helping us engineer and produce, he was there to help me because I said, I need a teleprompter. I got to be able to read this so that I can take pauses and look at people and know I don't have to keep it all in my head and memorizing it was just not going to happen. So Steven comes through, gets me all set up. He lived 5 minutes away. It was like such a like coincidence slash miracle. And knowing, you know, and Steven being Steven started pinch hitting and helping the whole production, which was great. And so I'll tell you what happened. That was just so cool. So here I am nervous, but calm because I've been doing my meditation. So I'm in a good place, but I'm like, these are like the top speakers in the world. Okay. So I did a quick meditation before I left my hotel room, 7 minutes. That's all I had. Jenna Kutcher actually gave me her 7-minute meditation. So I did it. Got in a good place. Okay, got there. And I was maybe third up and my heart's pounding out of my chest as it's getting closer. And I'm like, oh no, this can't happen. I can't do this. So I move away from everybody because we were all in the backstage green room. And I said, Maria, don't do the same thing you always do. You like, I'll stay socializing and trying to distract myself and like be just, you know, in that element. I was like, get out of the element. So I got out of the element. I went to right behind the stage. There was a chair for people who were waiting to speak next. And I got there and I channeled Evie, who you guys are going to be hearing from very soon on this show. She is one of the women who had a really beautiful story from Joe Dispenza's meditation events where she healed herself. And she had told me how she kind of creates her own meditation sometimes. And in that moment, I needed to create my own thing. So I was doing my own thing. Sometimes I can hear Dr. Joe's words in the background. I can channel because I've memorized so many of them at this point. And I started doing Dr. Laura Berman's grounding exercises that are really, really powerful. I'm doing all this mishmash of stuff and I'm good. And then all of a sudden I hear, we're behind. And I said, do I have 15 minutes to go into another room? They said, yeah. So I go into the other room, put my headphones on, put my mask on. And for 15 minutes, I do the generating change meditation from Dr. Joe.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
And I get in deep and I'm in it. And I start channeling a few things. I said, God, I said, I really want this message about health to get out to everybody, about taking care of your health as much as you're pursuing your dreams and your career, and how this is really like my mission, right? This is what we do here every single day. How do we get ourselves to keep this in our consciousness every day, that we need to be healing and getting better in health in all areas of life, but health and wellness being a huge part of it, because it's nothing that, not something we're trained to do from young. We're trained to achieve, we're trained to go out and make a lot of money and hustle. No one's training us to listen to the little cries of the body. And that was what my speech was all about. And so I said, please, you know, Lord, let me live to my highest potential today. I said, and let me do my best. And I go, no, not my best. I said, please let me be the best, which was a big change. And I know that sounds like crazy, but I was like, I want to be the best. And it's what Dr. Joe talks about is sometimes you have to kind of put that out there, and it's almost like a challenge, right? To see what can come. So I did. I was like, okay, I don't want to just be my best. I want to be the best. And I finished the meditation. The audio guy's right there. He mics me up. I walk over. And they did these like little intro videos for us. So Pete Vargas, this really nice guy, was out there introducing me. He's reading the laundry list of accomplishments and stuff that he had put together. And the music, he's like, and I'm going to bring out Maria. So I jump out and he's like, no, 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 not yet. So then I turn around, the whole crowd starts laughing. And so I wait for my turn and then he calls me out and I go, well, I came out like, and I dove and I did this funny thing on stage, like, here I am. And they're all laughing. And I said, well, it wouldn't be me if I didn't screw something up right from go, cracking a joke. And what was cool was I had this vision for the speech because I tied in his book, The Power of One More. I was like, listen, The Power of One More, a lot of people are applying to careers and stuff. I'm saying the power of one more choice to take control of your health, to heal yourself, to focus on your health. And I said, there's no one who I would rather start this speech with than someone who knew about the power of one more. And it was Larry Bird. I asked Kevin and Pooja, shout out to Pooja, who helped him edit it. I said, can you edit for me just a little opening of how Larry's thing was, he knows the difference between 2 seconds on the clock and 1 second on the clock. And I want to show all those buzzer shots he did. So now the crowd's hissing at me because they're not Celtics fans. So now I've got them all emoting, which was super fun. And then I was like, and by the way, the Celtics are going to take it, you know, take Miami and it's going to be over. So I'm so sorry for any of you Miami fans, and they're hissing at me. And then I got down to business, which was like the serious stuff about how my mom and, you know, our journey with brain tumors led me to a place where I had to, you know, reconfigure my life and redefine success and everything. And it was so unbelievable because I feel like everything just aligned in this moment. And I never felt more comfortable on stage. I was so calm. Everything flowed just like through me in such a way that I didn't even feel like I was there in a weird way. Like I was there, but I wasn't there, because at the end, I started walking off and Pete grabbed me. He goes, no, wait, feel this. He goes, you're getting a standing ovation. And I looked, I go, oh shit. Wow. And so I walked 2 steps and there's Ed Mylett with the big hug. And he goes, sister, I don't know what just went on out there, but that was supernatural. He's like, I've never seen a speech like that in my life. I have chills all the way down my body.
That made just me cry. I know.
And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, I've never seen anything like that. He goes, that was unbelievable. And he was like, I'm so proud of you. He's so amazing. And then I take 2 more steps and it's Jenna Kutcher and Marie Forleo, and they're hugging me and, you know, freaking out. And people were like, no one moved. They're like, no one looked at their phones in the green room, on stage, behind stage, anywhere. And so Ed left a beautiful message for Kevin that I'm going to save for the rest of my life. He's like, brother, I don't say things like this. He's like, but that was out of this world, supernatural. He's like, something happened there. He's like, I think her mom was with her. It was unreal. And like one of the coaches to the top speakers in the world, he goes, that's what I'm training people to do. He's like, what you did out there was perfect. He said, perfect. I was like, wait, what? Are you talking to me? What you talking about, Willis? And he goes, I think this is your calling. Now, leading up to this, remember, I'm nervous. I'm going to be the weakest link. I definitely had some nerves around the whole thing. Like, will I be good enough? Right? A lot of us always have those feelings. Will I be good enough? And I don't really like doing this because I don't like how I feel when I do these, because I don't feel like I'm good at it. Like just this thing that I keep trying to power through, but I actually had to do the opposite. I was supposed to surrender and leave it to a higher power to channel through me rather than me trying to be in good spirit or whatever. So the power of that meditation and putting out there what I wanted is so wild to me that the return happened so fast. And when I said I wanted to be the best, it wasn't that I wanted to like beat the people that were there necessarily. Like it wasn't like, oh, I want to be better than everybody here. It's like, I just want to be the best just for this one moment. Can I just be the best so I can show myself that this is possible? And for it to happen so quick, is, again, what he talks about, those little signs that show you that this is possible. This manifesting is possible. You can go into the field, put you what you want in there, feel the feeling of it and have it come right to you. Delete that time and space between what you want and what you have. And it was a really powerful example for me that we can tune in to this higher power and we can have what we want real fast and yeah, blow our own minds and expectations. I never, ever, ever in a million billion years would have thought that that was possible, that what I felt and then what I received in terms of their reviews and kind of praise, never in a billion years did I think that this could ever happen. And I flew high. I was like, I'm going to live in this. I came home. I'm telling Kevin, I'm telling my dad, I go, guys, you don't understand what just happened. Like this. And Kevin's like, I know. Yeah. I'm used to this. I go, no. You can't just let this go by. I have to feel this so that it gets stuck inside and wired into my brain that these things are possible. So, you know, I share that because I do feel like as a Heal Squad, we're on this Dr. Joe Dispenza ride together. And I also share how I was feeling before and after, because like Lisa Bilio would have never expected that I get nervous before I speak. And you're saying the same thing, Kelsey, but I do. It's not the thing that I know I can go. I can't dunk that basketball. I can dunk the basketball when I'm hosting. Right. If I'm hosting live, like, oh, please, like, get out of the way. I got this. But something like that, that's not in my like forte yet. It's not my thing, but now I feel like it's there and I know how to get in there again. So hopefully if you have to give a presentation or you have to do anything like that, you can consider doing what I did, because like I said, the old ways weren't working. Stop thinking that you can keep doing the same things and expect different results. You got to break the pattern and do something different. So going in and meditating and asking specifically for what I wanted, it worked.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
You know what else I think is cool too? It's like, you'll talk about like it. It's in you. Like that's in you. That was in you all along. You just needed to like see it yourself and be able to tap into it and step into that place, you know? So I think that that's what like is so cool when I listen to you talk about these meditations. It's like they're just helping you thrive. They're not changing anything about you. They're like allowing you the space to be like, oh yeah, I can do this. I can be the best. So I don't know. I think it's really cool. Cause for me, I'm like, duh, you killed it, Maria. Like that's like to me, but I'm like, it's crazy that you even question that, because I'm like, of course you did, but you needed to see it. Right. So you needed to like be able to step into that place, and now you're like, hell yeah. So I don't know, I think I'm excited to start these meditations, because I'm like, whoa, watching you grow into your power, I just think it's really inspirational. So I'm really happy that you crushed it. Of course you did, but I'm happy that you acknowledge that you crushed it, you know.
Thanks, Queen. You know what, it is about change though. I'm changing myself. I'm changing my thoughts. My patterns, my behaviors. And when you guys hear Dr. Joe's episode that's upcoming, you'll see it's about change. It's about changing you. And yes, getting out of your own way, because it's all there, but it's blocked by all these thoughts and these negative patterns. And Kevin's always said to me, you're blocked. you're just blocked. And I think I'm unblocked now, or I know I'm unblocked, and I'm unblocking more and more every day. I do think you have it all inside of you. It's just covered in so much dirt and mush and shit. So we got to like vacuum out, mop and glow, whatever it is, clean it up and get out of our own way. And these meditations really help you get out of your own way. And, you know, life's not perfect, but, you know, and even just in this last week, some stuff has happened and I'm like, ooh. But because I'm so strong in my work, I'm getting myself back really quickly. And I think that's the important thing is you have to stay strong in your practices. Think about everybody who comes on the show is always like, I have to keep my practice strong or I will fall. I will get out of kilter. So for me, I've had some allowances this week because I was doing, you know, a little bit more than normal. So I had to adjust and, you know, find shorter meditations, whatever it took to stay in the zone, but and not fall off. But I can't say enough about changing yourself, and then you change your reality, like he said. And my reality is changing every single day because of it.
You know what else too I think is cool, and it's, you guys will hear this with Evie and Kristen, just the power of surrender. Like, we keep hearing that over and over, and you said it. It's like you were like, no, I had to surrender. And I think that we like fight so hard to not surrender that it's like finally when you do, it's like, wow, okay. Now here are the possibilities that have come or that are going to come because I'm surrendering. So I know that's something I am definitely still working on, but
I feel so much better.
Yeah.
I met a doctor recently here, and this is someone who had a really rough path and then put herself through school and like grinded and fought. And I said, oh, it's your time to surrender. And you don't realize, but none of us women know that we can surrender. We're so used to having to be in control because that's just how it's been. We're in charge of, is that me or you guys?
Yeah.
Me. Oops. Sorry, guys. Okay. I don't know. This is Kevin's computer. We can blame him. I don't even know how to mute it. I apologize. But we're so used to being in control. And the way we're going to get better emotionally, physically, spiritually, and the way we're going to be able to actually achieve dreams that we have is by surrendering. Knowing that there is a higher good that knows where you're supposed to go. Maybe I'm supposed to start speaking, right? Like when this guy was like, this is your calling. I go, you know, it kind of makes sense because I have a message I want to share. And I've really wanted to do live events. And even with Tony Robbins, like when I was speaking with him, I felt so good. And I've felt that I'm supposed to be doing something like that for many, many, many years. It's just hitting me right now as I'm even saying it. So you might think your life's supposed to go one way, but there's a whole other plan for you. And you can only see that when you surrender into it, right? Like I'll be manifesting crazy things for Better Together. I'm like, I want Better Together to like be like the number one health show. Now, like I'm focusing on that. Cause I'm like, wait, we deserve to be number one. We work so hard and we have the best content and it's genuine and authentic. And I'm like, we should be the number one health show podcast. And, but I also say, but God, do whatever's supposed to happen. Because I could be willing something even in my manifesting that isn't really 100% the right thing. I don't know. I'm putting it out there because as Dr. Joe says, if it's the known, like what you're putting out there, it's like, it's supposed to come to you in ways you don't know, because if you knew, it wouldn't be the unknown. So who knows how it's all going to shake up and what's going to happen, but I'm like every day I'm going to work hard. I'm going to be a good person, but I have always surrendered. And this is something that I definitely know I've always done from when I was young. I've talked about the ladder analogy. I've always just said, God, I'm going to work hard. Just take me where I'm supposed to go. And I'm going to keep climbing the ladder. And that's it. Just take me where I got to be. I didn't know I was going to get into entertainment news. I never wanted to be in entertainment news. I really could have cared less. There was this weird moment when I was at Miss Teen USA when I told Bob Goen, I want to work with you at ET. I didn't, but it's not like that really wasn't what I, you know, it would just kind of happen. And because I put it out there, I think it happened. Right. I thought sports, I mean, I definitely thought I was going to be Vanna White for a minute. There were so many other things, but entertainment news never was in the cards. And look at where my life took me. And so you just kind of, you got to go with the flow and see what the universe has for you. See what God has in plan for you. So that was a big kind of lesson too, where it's just like, surrender the nerves, go into your meditation, ask, you know, to be the beacon that you want to be. Like I always say every morning, I want to be the light and I want to feel light. That's what I want every single day. I want to feel light inside and I want to be the light outside.
Do you think that, cause I was going to ask you, it's like, how do you even surrender? Like all I can think about is Michael from The Office just being like, I declare bankruptcy. I'm like, okay, I surrender. Like, do I just say it? Do I shout it? Do I go?
You don't surrender. You surrender with your actions. You stop, you know, trying to control everything, trying to force everything, trying to will everything, allowing for things to kind of happen. Right. So, give me an example of something that you wish you could surrender.
Well, I'll tell you now, because my stomach is killing me today. So there you go.
Okay.
I don't know how I surrender that, but like surrender, maybe like hyper fixating on it. Oh,
yeah. I think that, you know, with your stomach, first of all, it's like, you got to do the practices of like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened, but I'm here for you. I got you. Right. I'm going to fill you with some warm, nourishing hot water. Let's see if that works. Let me see if that helps you, like talk to it. And so, you know, surrendering is like, it's kind of hard to even explain for me right now. Like, I think I surrender more the kind of career and life path stuff. The health stuff is, it's like, it's hard to surrender. You just have to give it more compassion, I think, right? Like, you know, I'm in the midst of something. I don't know what it is. And I'm not labeling anything. I'm surrendering a little of that too. It's like, well, let's see, maybe there's a reason I'm here and this is happening here. I'm just feeling into everything. I'm trying not to let people panic me or get me nervous. So, and I keep talking to myself and my body and I'm like, I love you. I got you. I'm going to take good care of you. I'm going to do all the right things. And so I think it's just being a little nicer to yourself.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It
is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
I love that. I think that's great.
Because
that's
it's helpful. The mind gut connection, right? If you're not being nice in here, it's feeling it down there.
Yeah.
So have you looked in the mirror and said something nasty to yourself?
Probably. I think I know I speak for myself where it's like, I'm so used to it. It's like, I don't even realize I'm doing it because it's such a habit. So it's like you talk about, it's catching those thoughts. It's being present enough to, when I'm doing it, be like, what? Oh, hold on. Nope.
Change.
Let's think
use
again.
The word change.
Yeah. Change.
Change.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, actually, you know what I've done whenever like I've not been happy, let's say with my body or something's like not right. I was like, someone would kill for this version of not right.
So true.
Right. Like we really have to put it in perspective, and that goes like all the way down the line, all shapes and sizes. And so it's like, you know, people used to make fun of me for having a huge ass. People would have killed for that huge ass now.
I know.
Right.
Truly.
People pay a lot of money for it.
Yep.
Why should I have hated myself then? You just got to realize that none of this stuff matters. This is all just like stupid stuff. Like we have to think about the important stuff, which is our emotional well-being. Like we're talking about the field's so powerful, and it's our collective consciousness that's controlling and dictating who we are and why we are the way we are. I was listening to this thing from Greg Braden today, and you know, if we're all beating ourselves up, if we're all being angry about whatever, it's like, it's just how it is for everybody. So it takes really conscious people to come together and break that field. So the more of us that get conscious, the more of us that get present with ourselves and start being kinder to ourselves, the more ripple effect we'll have, then we'll be more powerful than the negative.
I like that.
So, and you see it, you know, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Now you have to just start getting conscious of it and catching it and be like, yeah, no, someone would kill for this version. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start being happy with my version. Mm-hmm. And the happier you get with your version, the happier your version's going to get, the better it's going to get.
True that. So good. Thank you, Maria. So, I was like, how do I even do that?
Yeah. Well, listen, some of it, you have to get in and start studying.
Yeah.
You got to start doing the formula and start understanding the neuroscience behind things, the quantum physics behind things. It sounds really brainy, but it's not that hard. And really get into it and feel it in yourself and understand what it is and how you can start applying it to you. And everyone's application is going to be different. Everyone's version is going to be different. I keep telling people, when you go into the meditations, stop worrying about whether you're doing them right or wrong. Just do them, because you're doing it in your way. It is left to interpretation to a degree, right? Mm-hmm. It's about just how you can get present and how you can get into that space where now you can create. But when you see the benefits of what's happening with people, and you delay even for a minute, like I don't understand. The second I heard what this could do, I was like, I'm in. There's no question. I will make the time. I will figure it out.
Yeah.
And then someone who didn't meditate and didn't think that this was possible, someone who would have rather gouged their eyeballs out than go to a meditation event, is somehow now finding really, really long amounts of time to meditate. Like I did a 1 hour walking meditation yesterday in the afternoon, and then I did one at night, and then I did one this morning. Now I'm back kind of in my flow, and I'm feeling so good that I'm like, what you guys are telling me might be happening in my body doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. So I can be conscious of that rather than falling victim to the fear that they're instilling in me. I feel good. I'm not going to let you tell me that something else is happening. I'm open. I'll listen and I'll do what I can, but I'm also not going to allow you to let me fear, because I'm never coming back to that place. That's the old Maria that allowed fear, worry, stress, anger, frustration, annoyance, and, you know, just emptied out my cup every day on that. not going to do it. I'm going to fill it with the good. But the way I stay in that zone is with these meditations and knowing what's possible. So, it's pretty cool.
It is cool.
I never would have been able to do what I did, and I'll never forget it. I have it so cemented in. It's almost like when I did Dancing with the Stars, you know, I was the weakest link there for sure. Couldn't put one foot in front of the other. The first video of Derek and I was atrocious. It was so embarrassing. And then I shattered my feet, busted my ribs. And now I'm like, I have all these other issues, but they helped me rise above. And when I was doing that Paso Doble, there was something that inside me knew I was going to nail this. And I looked at Kevin and I'm like, I got this. I whispered it from like far away. And, you know, they were just panic every night because you're like, is she going to embarrass us tonight? And I nailed it, got the first perfect tens of the season. So then I cemented that in and I said, okay, I know how to access that feeling. Now I know how to access this feeling with public speaking. So whenever you ace something, you in gymnastics, like you can probably go back to some routine that you nailed and find that feeling and use it for your next thing you need to nail.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. What we used to do and what all of our trainers told us was to visualize everything. So I can kind of like close my eyes and picture, like you just said, I can go back to a vault or whatever that I like nailed because I remember like me visualizing it, doing it. It's just, it's crazy how powerful our brains are. But yeah, so I like that. I can go back and access that.
Yeah. So I think for anybody, anytime you've nailed anything.
Yeah.
Find what energy that felt like. What was that feeling like? And access it to use it for something else. And just know anything is possible. It really is. Trust me. Kevin's gotten so mad at me over the years because he's like, I'll write you an amazing speech and you totally blunder it. And you get nervous and then you go off book and then you start, you know, improvising because you think it sucks. And then you just, and that's what would happen. Like I would feel the energy of the crowd or I would feel like it wasn't good. And then I get insecure and then I throw it out and I just go rogue. And then that wasn't good. But it was just different. And it was funny. So here we are, The Power of One More. Ed's got us all together to help him with this book launch. And the school shooting happened, which is devastating. He decides to take the proceeds of the book that day and give it to the victims' families directly. There's an organization that goes directly to the families. Then he says he'll personally match all of them. Then Jamie Kern Lima says she'll personally match them. So here I go out to the event. I say, hey, it's so amazing to be able to be here where a book that's being launched is the goal is to help people. And now with the purchase of it, you're now helping people. And then I get off the stage and now I also got helped because I got to see something I was capable of. Like I offer to help him. I go, you helped me. I now got to see what I'm capable of. So the power of all of this coming together and the speakers there were like the vortex of being around those people. Everyone was so pure and loving. We're backstage and here's Dean Graziosi, who I love, comes in, sees that, you know, we're doing this. He sees the monitor. He goes, there's no crawl telling people what to do and how to order. Everyone was pinch heading to help make the event a success. Everyone was filling in the blanks without Ed knowing, without them thinking that they needed to share with Ed. Oh, I got this. Give me the gold star. Everybody was helping each other. And that spirit is so special. And I think that it's something that we should use as an example, whatever it is, whether you're at a baby shower and things are going wrong, jump in, fill in the blanks, do it like thanklessly, like without needing the praise, like help that bride in the elevator. Well, this is my example. I go, Ed, this is such a beautiful group of people to be around. I go, you know, it's like, I like to fill in the blanks and I like to help people, but I don't think I've been around enough people that do the same. And I said, if I see a bride in an elevator, I've helped so many brides along the way. Cause I know this is like their big moment, their big picture coming up. And I'm like, hold on, can I fix something? And I'll tweak something or I'll like help them, whatever it is. And he's like, yeah, he's like, you haven't been around enough of the people that like to do this? And I was like, yeah, it's been kind of cool to see. I mean, I definitely worked in a really tough end of the business where it was not about helping people.
But so I think you're going to see the like stark difference now. Like you're able to see, you know, like that was horrible, but now it's like, whoa, you really have sight on like, that was that. And these people are amazing. And this is who I need to be with and want to be, you know? Yeah. I think that that's
cool. Angelum just goes, whoop.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm excited for you. That's so cool.
Thanks. Thanks. Yeah. It was pretty cool. So, yeah.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Pooj, any thoughts? Anything to add before we go? I always feel bad Pooja is taking notes and want to make sure she has something she has to say.
Pooja
doesn't. You always have something great to say, so.
She does.
Well, thank you. No, I loved what you were saying about surrendering. I think me and Kels have talked about that the last couple of weeks and how we feel like letting go of like Kels said, like that almost like fear like of the future being like, what are we going to do? Like, is it going to work out? Like, what if it doesn't? What if I'm not doing this the right way or not working more? Like, whatever it is. I feel like we both have that in common and a lot of kids our age do because you just obviously see on social media, everyone's doing the most and living their best life and somehow able to do it all while looking amazing and being happy. We obviously know that's not true.
And living on a boat.
Right, and living on a boat. They're always on a yacht. I don't know how. Yeah. But letting go of all those fears because I really do feel like I was like that, especially growing up. And then when I was graduating college, I had literally nothing lined up. And you guys at that point didn't have a position. And I don't know why. I was just like, oh, I just want to work with them. I didn't really have a question about it. And then Kels was like, oh, yeah, we don't have an opening. And I was like, oh, man. But I wasn't so freaked out at that point. I don't know why. Whereas the old me would have lost my mind. And then it just so happened that, you know, Steven wanted to move out, or, you know, wanted to do something else. And then I was there at the right place, right time. But I feel like it's because I wasn't so freaked out about that the universe was like, oh yeah, here's something. Like, here you go. Where in the past, if I've been so freaked out about something, it hasn't come to fruition. And that was like one of the first times in my life that has happened. And I've heard that on the show when I know you weren't there and now we've been exploring it more, but that's been resonating with me a lot recently, a lot. So
I love that, Pooj. You know, I'll tell you, I had a moment like that at my LED event, but even in college. So it was funny. I was so focused on just the work and making student films and working on other films and all the stuff I was doing that come junior year, I was like, I looked at Kevin, I go, did I throw my whole career away? I go, these kids, they're all networking and they know this person's dad works at E and that person's dad works at Fox. And I'm like, I haven't done any of that. I didn't network at all. And he was like, don't worry. And I was like, oh my God, I screwed up. And then who's the one who ended up at E? Who's the one ended up with this huge career? It was me not plotting and planning. It was me just surrendering, but doing, like I said, God, take me where I got to go. And I say the same thing now, God, just take me where I got to go. I have ideas. I have things I think, but if those aren't right for me, don't bring them. Let me go where I'm supposed to be. And it was interesting at the Ed thing for that all to happen as well, where, you know, I just think that I'm going to be the weakest link. I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to be able to live up to the standards of these other people. And I was like, oh, wow. You can just surprise yourself when you just surrender into it and just say, because this is what I actually, Dr. Joe helped me with this. So when Dr. Joe was in the studio, we were talking about it. I go, oh my God, I got to get ready for the speech. And he goes, he's like, don't worry about it. He goes, just tell your story. He goes, I win every time by just telling my story. And I lodged that into my brain. And I said, oh, okay. I do think I can do this. I can tell my story. Then another thing, actually, I'm so glad I remembered this. Ed Mylett in his speech, this is super powerful. And this also helped me. I'm really regretful. I didn't remember to mention it at the top of this, but it is here now. He said, my confidence comes from my intention. And I was like, wow, here I am feeling so underconfident. My intention is to help people have a breakthrough about their health and how important their health is. So my confidence is going to come from that. I don't need my confidence to come from some, you know, I'm the top speaker in the world or some external force, which is what all this work is about, right? Stop looking to the environment, the external, look to the internal. My confidence is going to come from my intention. And that was like game changing. So remember that too. And I do think that, and Ed and I had a huge conversation in the back of this bus we took to dinner about how we didn't really plot and plan. And we thought that we were going to be failures because we didn't plot and plan like everybody else was. And he's, I mean, probably a gajillionaire. He's got 5 planes, I found out now. 5.
Oh my God.
I was like, he could have flown us all out individually on our separate planes.
Holy cow.
Anyhow, he's very successful. And he felt the same way as I did, the same way you did, Pooja, where we're not plotting and planning. We're not, and we're going to be failures. But look, it works out. So that's surrendering.
Crazy.
That's knowing incredible. That there's a higher plan for you. Like if you think about what's out there, right? The universe is expanding, by the way, at record speeds. They don't even know how it's expanding so fast. We're not even specks. We're nothing. So there is a plan and I believe in it. And I think it's brought me to where I am now. And I know that this evolution of me since tumor is taking me somewhere and it is to maybe impact and help people see this. I've felt it. I didn't know how it was going to come together. And I've also, by the way, even with the documentary, I felt like a failure that I haven't been able to get my documentary done. But there's something inside me that keeps saying, it's not done yet. It's not done yet. Keep waiting. There's something coming. And I know what that something is. I know it's going to be my full and complete healing that I'm going to get to end that documentary with. Or something even better. Who the heck knows? But everything in its time. So stop putting so much pressure on yourself. You have to do it all right now, that you have to have everything lined up. You have to have everything figured out. As long as you work hard and you're a good person, that recipe has worked for me. And I believe it can work for everybody. And take care of your health.
Boom. Maria, right. Before we leave.
Kevin's phone's going crazy. Before we go, I do want to announce, friends, and this was suggested to us by some of our heel squatters. I know Miranda was one of them leading the charge.
Angie, shout out.
And Angie, for the rest of the summer, June, July, and August, to do our Throwback Thursdays. We have such an incredible library. And I know it's hard for all of you to keep up. And even when you do keep up, some of these we have to listen to a second time. So Kelsey and Pooja are going to curate very carefully those episodes. And some episodes that were even pre-Better Together with like Wim Hof, that, you know, he teaches you how to bypass your autonomic nervous system, which now with Dr. Joe, we know is like becoming more mainstream. But I had an amazing conversation with him about breath and healing. So we're going to go into the library and pick some really cool things out. And like I said, even if you're listening to it for a second time, it's like Dr. Joe says, we're firing and wiring it in our heads. And we want to give the queens, all of us, a little bit of a break because it is hard to do a 5-day-a-week show. And so that's that. I do also want to shout out our $25 tier Patreon members, Marie Polyganoff, Amanda Klein, Ann Schulte, Jason Newman, Morgan Hissong, Belden Colmy, Karen Bobe or Bobe, Lisa Cooney, Dori Hansen, Elena Karma. Is it Carmihai? Carmihai? Is that spelled correctly?
It's, yeah, taken right from Patreon.
All right. Pam Lucier, mm-hmm. Julie Tillich Press, Beth Glass, Bailey Jessica, Lynn, Claire Stedman, Miranda Steeper, Jessica Hosick, Stephanie Greenbass, Andrea Edward Looney, Tanya Janik, Elena Mifsud, Shannon Stern, Ann Efthymiadis, Jessica Rink, Leslie Beske, Katina Papanikolaou, Ligdas, Teresa Palmer, Bobby, Elisa Catherine, Brett Burr, Alexandra Simos, Helen Blamis, Heather Goldman, Leah Tringali, Joanne G, Sandy Garfield, Anne-Marie Jennings, Aspen Grant, Alicia Gonzalez. Thank you guys for being a part of our Inner Heel Squad. We love you. And I hope I didn't butcher any names.
That $25 tier is growing.
It's growing. So thank you to all of our newcomers. We hope that you guys are enjoying these heel events. We have some amazing ones coming up, and we're going to try to plan an in-person one in Connecticut in August. That is the goal. And we will be working towards that. In the meantime, if you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to hit subscribe. And if you would do us a kindness, we've been seeing some new reviews up there. Thank you. We'll leave a link in the summary of the episode for Apple Podcast. If you love the show, give us a 5-star review and let people know what they might be missing out on. And I think that's it. Oh, MariaMenounos.com. Don't forget, but definitely hit up Macy's.com/bettertogether for some summer faves. I think you guys are going to be really impressed because I am. And that's it for me and the Queens, East Coast, West Coast. Hope you guys have an amazing day. In the meantime, be nice to people, make good choices, and be present.